With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. President Trump filling key posts in his second administration, and it's shaping up much differently than his first.
Matt Continetti of the American Enterprise Institute tells the Salem Radio Network about the new approach the president-elect has toward assembling a new cabinet.
He had some trouble with some of the agencies in his first administration, in particular the security agencies, DOJ, FBI, DOD. And this time, he wants to put in people that he trusts.
Continetti says Mr. Trump is prioritizing loyalists for top jobs.
This time, he wants to put in people that he trusts, people who have also had adverse experiences with those agencies, and he wants to exert his control over them.
Bernie Bennett in Washington.
An Israeli strike on a Lebanese army center has killed one soldier and wounded 18 others today. Hezbollah, meanwhile, has fired about 160 rockets and other projectiles into northern Israel. Five people have been wounded there. Israeli strikes have killed over 40 Lebanese troops since the beginning of the war between Israel and Hezbollah. A huge and bizarre political rift becoming public in the Philippines. Vice President Sara Duterte has told an online news conference she's contracted an assassin to kill President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. along with his wife and the House of Representatives Speaker if she herself was to be killed by somebody.
Two politicians from powerful political families ran on a joint ticket in elections 2 years ago, but have since fallen out. The president's office said any threat on Mr. Marcos's life had to be taken seriously.
BBC correspondent Mickey Bristow. Earth is parting company with an asteroid that's been tagging along as a mini-moon for the past 2 months. The harmless space rock will peel away tomorrow, overcome by the stronger pull of the sun's gravity, but it will stick around in the neighborhood and pass within 1 million miles of Earth next month. This is SRN News. The leader of a New York City church where pop star Sabrina Carpenter filmed suggestive scenes for a music video has been stripped of his duties. The Roman Catholic Diocese of Brooklyn says Monsignor Jaime Gigantiello has been relieved of, quote, any pastoral oversight or governance role at his church located in the Williamsburg neighborhood of Brooklyn. The priest has apologized for approving the filming at Our Lady of Mount Carmel, maintaining that he wasn't present at the time and didn't realize how provocative the shoot would be. Archbishop of Canterbury Justin Welby, spiritual leader of the Global Anglican Communion, says he will wrap up his official duties in early January amid an abuse scandal in the Church of England. Welby resigned earlier this month after an investigation found he failed to tell police about physical and sexual abuse by a volunteer at Christian summer camps as soon as he became aware of it. His refusal to accept responsibility kindled anger about a lack of accountability in the highest reaches of the church. This is SRN News. A Greek city addressed by the Apostle Paul is combining the old with the new.
Thessaloniki, Greece's second largest city, is opening a new subway system. Blending ancient archaeological treasures with modern transit technology like driverless trains and platform screen doors. The project, which began in 2003, uncovered almost 300,000 artifacts, including a Roman-era thoroughfare and Byzantine relics, many of which are now displayed in its 13 stations. Despite delays caused by preserving these findings, the inaugural line has been completed, with a second line set to open next year. Keith Peters reporting.
Today is Sunday, November the 24th, and some notable people are celebrating a birthday today, including Basketball Hall of Famer Oscar Robertson. He's 86 years old. Former NFL Commissioner Paul Tagliabue is 84. This is SRN News.